Seneca once said, "Everything depends on one's thinking. A man is as unhappy as he has convinced himself to be." The Stoics knew that a man's belief could be his most potent weapon or his heaviest chain. Unfortunately, most of us are prisoners not of our circumstances but of our very own limiting beliefs. In Stoicism, the mantra, "As you think, so should you become," stressed the monumental power of the mind. By consciously selecting empowering beliefs, they believed a man could transcend any adversity. So in a world where most let their negative beliefs define them, dare to harness the power of positive thinking and truly master your destiny. Lesson 1. Embrace rationality to gain clarity. Have you ever wondered how rationality can help you control your mind and emotions? The Stoics believed that rationality is the guiding principle of life, urging us to use reason to navigate the complexities of existence. Marcus Aurelius, a Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, emphasized the power of rational thinking in shaping our experiences. He taught that our perceptions of the world, not the events themselves, determine our emotions and reactions. You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength. To practice this lesson, begin by reflecting on how often you let emotions cloud your judgment. When faced with a challenging situation, pause and ask yourself if your initial reaction is based on rational thought or an emotional impulse. This simple act of questioning can help you shift your focus from reactive to reflective, allowing you to respond more thoughtfully. For example, instead of feeling immediate anger when criticized, consider whether the feedback is constructive and how it can aid your personal growth. The Stoics taught that rationality involves distinguishing between what is within our control and what is not. This principle, known as the dichotomy of control, is central to their philosophy. Seneca famously said, "There is only one way to happiness, and that is to cease worrying about things which are beyond the power of our will." By focusing on what we can control, our thoughts, actions, and responses, we free ourselves from the frustration and anxiety caused by external factors. Implementing this concept in daily life can be transformative. Start by making a list of situations that typically trigger stress or negative emotions. Next to each item, note whether it is within your control. For those that are not, practice letting go by reminding yourself that worrying will not change the outcome. Instead, redirect your energy towards what you can influence, such as your reaction or preparation for similar situations in the future. The Stoics also believed that challenges should be embraced as opportunities to practice virtues like patience, discipline, and resilience. Marcus Aurelius advised, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." This mindset transforms obstacles into stepping stones for personal development. Rather than fearing difficulties, view them as essential for cultivating a stronger, more virtuous character. To cultivate this approach, try reframing your perspective on obstacles. When confronted with a challenge, list the potential virtues you can develop by facing it. For instance, if you're dealing with a difficult colleague, see it as a chance to practice patience and improve your conflict resolution skills. By viewing problems through this lens, you can transform your emotional response from frustration to determination. Another crucial aspect of controlling your mind is self-reflection. Marcus Aurelius encouraged daily introspection to understand one's motivations and improve oneself. This practice helps in identifying irrational thoughts and behaviors, allowing for continuous personal growth. Each evening, take a few minutes to reflect on your actions, thoughts, and emotions throughout the day. Ask yourself what you did well, where you fell short, and how you can improve tomorrow. Practical ways to integrate self-reflection include journaling or meditative practices. Keep a journal where you write down your reflections on the day, focusing on moments where you either succeeded or struggled to maintain rational control over your emotions. Over time, this habit will enhance your self-awareness and ability to apply Stoic principles consistently. The Stoics also stressed the acceptance of fate and the importance of welcoming whatever happens as part of the natural order. Marcus Aurelius noted, "Accept the things to which fate binds you, and love the people with whom fate brings you together. but do so with all your heart. This acceptance does not mean passive resignation, but rather an active embrace of life's unpredictability, finding peace in the flow of events as they come. To practice acceptance, start by acknowledging the uncontrollable aspects of your life. Create a mantra or affirmation that reinforces your commitment to embracing whatever comes your way. For instance, you might say, "I welcome life's challenges as opportunities for growth." Repeat this affirmation daily, especially when facing unexpected changes or difficulties. The concept of the inner citadel, a fortress within ourselves, is another powerful Stoic teaching. This metaphor represents the mental and emotional strength we can cultivate to remain unshaken by external events. Marcus Aurelius taught that by developing this inner fortress, we can find refuge and strength regardless of what happens around us. This resilience is built through consistent practice of Stoic principles and self-discipline. To build your inner citadel, engage in regular mental exercises that strengthen your resolve. This could include practicing mindfulness meditation, visualizing your responses to potential challenges, or setting daily intentions to act with virtue. Over time, these practices will fortify your mental and emotional defenses, enabling you to maintain control over your mind in any situation. Embracing rationality, as the Stoics taught, involves a deliberate focus on what is within our control, viewing challenges as opportunities for growth, and practicing daily self-reflection. By integrating these practices into your life, you can begin to transform your emotional responses and achieve greater inner peace and resilience. As we continue this journey through Stoic wisdom, remember that controlling your mind is not about suppressing emotions, but about mastering them through rational thought and virtuous action. Lesson 2: The power of perception and reframing. How often do you consider the impact of your perceptions on your emotional well-being? The Stoics taught that the way we perceive events profoundly influences our reactions to them. This lesson dives deep into the power of perception and the practice of reframing, providing essential tools for mastering your mind. Have you ever noticed how two people can experience the same event, yet have completely different reactions? This disparity highlights a core Stoic belief. It is not the events themselves that disturb us, but our judgments about them. Seneca, one of the most influential Stoic philosophers, famously stated, "Men are disturbed not by things, but by the view which they take of them." This insight invites us to examine how our interpretations shape our emotional landscape. To harness this power, start by observing your immediate reactions to daily events. When something triggers a strong emotional response, pause and identify the thought driving that emotion. Ask yourself if this thought accurately reflects reality, or if it's a product of a biased perception. By questioning your initial judgments, you can begin to see situations more clearly and respond more calmly. The practice of reframing is a practical application of this Stoic principle. Reframing involves changing the way we interpret an event to alter our emotional response to it. Marcus Aurelius provides a perfect example of this in his Meditations, where he advises seeing obstacles as opportunities. He wrote, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." This perspective shift can transform a seemingly negative situation into a positive one. To practice reframing, take a recent challenging experience and write down your initial interpretation and emotional response. Then, reframe the situation by identifying potential benefits or lessons that could arise from it. For instance, if you faced a setback at work, view it as a chance to develop resilience and problem-solving skills. Regularly practicing this technique can train your mind to default to more constructive interpretations. Another key aspect of controlling your mind through perception is recognizing the impermanence of all things. Marcus Aurelius often reflected on the transient nature of life, urging us to cherish the present and not be overly attached to fleeting moments. You could leave life right now. Let that determine what you do and say and think. This awareness can help temper extreme emotional reactions and foster a more balanced perspective. Incorporate this Stoic insight by practicing mindfulness. Spend a few moments each day focusing on the present moment, observing your surroundings and sensations without judgment. This practice can ground you in the here and now, reducing anxiety about the past or future, and enhancing your appreciation for the present. Epictetus also taught that our thoughts and emotions are not commands we must obey, but signals we can choose how to respond to. It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters. This distinction is crucial for gaining control over our minds. By recognizing that we have the power to choose our responses, we reclaim agency over our emotional state. To apply this in daily life, develop the habit of creating a mental space between stimulus and response. When an event triggers an emotional reaction, take a deep breath and count to 10 before responding. This brief pause can prevent impulsive reactions and give you the clarity to choose a more reasoned response. Over time, this practice can become second nature, enhancing your emotional resilience. The Stoics also emphasize the importance of viewing obstacles as opportunities for growth. Seneca, another prominent Stoic philosopher, argued that hardships are essential for developing virtues like patience, courage, and temperance. By reframing struggles as training grounds for these virtues, we can transform our experience of adversity. To integrate this mindset, keep a journal where you reflect on daily challenges and identify the virtues you can cultivate through them. For example, if you encounter a difficult person, see it as a chance to practice patience and empathy. This exercise not only shifts your perception, but also reinforces your commitment to personal growth. The Stoics believed in the interconnectedness of all things and the importance of accepting our place within the natural order. This acceptance of fate, or amor fati, encourages us to embrace our circumstances fully, finding peace in what we cannot change. To practice amor fati, start by identifying aspects of your life that you resist or wish were different. Reflect on how accepting these aspects might reduce your stress and improve your well-being. Develop an affirmation or mantra that reinforces this acceptance, such as, "I embrace my life as it is, with gratitude and love." Repeat this affirmation daily, especially when you feel resistance or frustration. The power of perception and the practice of reframing are vital tools for controlling your mind the Stoic way. By questioning our initial judgments, embracing the transient nature of life, choosing our responses, viewing obstacles as opportunities, and accepting our fate, we can transform our emotional landscape and achieve greater inner peace. As you continue to apply these Stoic principles, remember that controlling your mind is a journey of continuous practice and reflection. Lesson 3: Cultivating Emotional Resilience. Have you ever felt overwhelmed by your emotions and wondered how to regain control? The Stoics offer profound insights into cultivating emotional resilience, a key aspect of mastering your mind. This lesson explores practical strategies from the Stoic philosophers to help you navigate your emotional landscape with greater clarity and strength. Do you often feel at the mercy of your emotions, reacting impulsively to situations? The Stoics believe that while we cannot eliminate emotions, we can learn to manage them effectively. Seneca, a renowned Stoic philosopher, argued that intense emotions like anger are destructive and undermine our natural sociability. In his essay On Anger, Seneca likened anger to being thrown off a tall building, hurtling towards the ground without control. His solution was simple: show more tolerance towards each other, and acknowledge that neither they nor us are perfect. To practice this lesson, start by observing your emotional triggers. When you feel anger or frustration building up, pause and take a deep breath. Acknowledge your feelings without judgment, and remind yourself that these emotions are natural but not necessarily beneficial. This pause creates a space for you to choose a more constructive response. For instance, instead of reacting angrily to a colleague's criticism, consider it an opportunity for personal growth and improved communication. The Stoics also emphasize the importance of maintaining a balanced perspective. Marcus Aurelius advised focusing on the present moment and accepting it as it is. He wrote, "Reject your sense of injury and the injury itself disappears." This approach helps to reduce the intensity of negative emotions by preventing them from escalating. By grounding yourself in the present and reframing your thoughts, you can gain a clearer and more balanced perspective on your situation. Incorporate this stoic principle by practicing mindfulness meditation. Spend a few minutes each day sitting quietly and observing your thoughts and emotions without attachment. This practice helps you develop a habit of non-reactivity, allowing you to respond to emotional triggers with greater calm and clarity. Over time, you will find it easier to maintain emotional balance even in challenging situations. Another key aspect of emotional resilience is understanding the temporary nature of all things. The Stoics taught that emotions, like all experiences, are fleeting. Epictetus noted, "Man is not worried by real problems so much as by his imagined anxieties about real problems." By recognizing that emotions are transient, we can prevent ourselves from becoming overly attached to them. This perspective helps to reduce anxiety and promote a sense of inner peace. To apply this insight, practice detachment from your emotions. When you experience a strong emotion, remind yourself that it is temporary and will pass. Visualize your emotion as a wave that rises and falls, and allow yourself to ride it without being swept away. This technique can help you stay grounded and maintain control over your emotional responses. The Stoics also believed in the power of reframing to transform our emotional experiences. Seneca argued that adversities should be seen as opportunities to practice virtues such as patience, courage, and temperance. By changing our perspective on challenges, we can reduce negative emotions and build resilience. This approach turns obstacles into valuable life lessons, enhancing our emotional strength. To practice reframing, keep a journal where you document your daily challenges and reflect on how they can help you develop virtues. For example, if you encounter a stressful situation at work, view it as a chance to practice patience and improve your problem-solving skills. Regularly reviewing your journal can reinforce this positive mindset and strengthen your emotional resilience. Acceptance is another cornerstone of Stoic emotional resilience. The Stoics taught that we should accept whatever happens with equanimity, as it is part of the natural order. This acceptance reduces resistance and emotional turmoil, allowing us to navigate life with greater ease. To cultivate acceptance, practice gratitude for the present moment. Each day, take a few minutes to reflect on what you are grateful for, even in difficult times. This practice shifts your focus from what is lacking or challenging to what is positive and fulfilling. Over time, this habit can enhance your emotional resilience and help you face life's ups and downs with greater grace. The Stoics also taught that our emotions are influenced by our associations. Epictetus warned, "Other people's views and troubles can be contagious." Don't sabotage yourself by unwittingly adopting negative, unproductive attitudes through your associations with others. This insight highlights the importance of surrounding ourselves with positive influences that support our emotional well-being. To implement this principle, evaluate your social circles and interactions. Identify relationships that drain your emotional energy or foster negativity. Gradually distance yourself from these influences and seek out positive, supportive connections that align with your values. Building a network of like-minded individuals can significantly boost your emotional resilience and overall well-being. The Stoics believed in the power of self-mastery. Epictetus stated, "No man is free who is not master of himself." This principle underscores the importance of taking responsibility for our emotional state and actively working to improve it. By practicing self-discipline and self-reflection, we can gain greater control over our minds and emotions. To develop self-mastery, set daily intentions to act with virtue and integrity. At the end of each day, reflect on your actions and emotions, assessing where you succeeded and where you can improve. This practice of continuous self-improvement fosters a deeper understanding of your emotional triggers and strengthens your ability to manage them effectively. Cultivating emotional resilience the Stoic way involves understanding and managing your emotions through tolerance, mindfulness, detachment, reframing, acceptance, positive associations, and self-mastery. By integrating these practices into your daily life, you can achieve greater control over your mind and navigate emotional challenges with clarity and strength. As you continue to explore Stoic principles, remember that emotional resilience is not about suppressing feelings, but about mastering them through thoughtful and virtuous actions. Lesson 4. navigating tough times with stoic resilience. How do you stay strong and composed when life gets tough? The Stoics faced incredible challenges in their time, yet their wisdom continues to guide us on how to maintain control of our minds during adversity. This lesson explores Stoic strategies for navigating tough times with resilience and grace. Have you ever felt overwhelmed by the difficulties life throws at you? The Stoics believed that hardships are an inevitable part of the human experience, but they also saw them as opportunities for growth. Seneca, a Stoic philosopher, argued that adversity is essential for developing virtues like patience, courage, and temperance. He wrote, "Difficulties strengthen the mind, as labor does the body." By viewing challenges as opportunities to strengthen our character, we can transform our approach to tough times. To practice this lesson, start by reframing your perspective on adversity. When you encounter a difficult situation, pause and reflect on what virtues you can cultivate through it. For instance, if you are facing a challenging project at work, see it as an opportunity to develop perseverance and problem-solving skills. By focusing on the potential for personal growth, you can shift your mindset from one of frustration to one of empowerment. The Stoics also emphasize the importance of focusing on what is within our control. Epictetus taught that we should distinguish between what we can control, our thoughts, actions, and responses, and what we cannot control, such as external events and other people's actions. He advised, "Make the best use of what is in your power, and take the rest as it happens." This principle helps to reduce anxiety and stress by directing our energy towards what we can influence. Incorporate this Stoic principle by making a list of the aspects of your current challenge that are within your control. For example, if you are dealing with a health issue, you might focus on maintaining a healthy lifestyle, following medical advice, and staying positive. By concentrating on these controllable factors, you can take proactive steps to improve your situation and alleviate feelings of helplessness. To cultivate acceptance, practice gratitude for the present moment, even in tough times. Each day, take a few minutes to reflect on what you are grateful for, acknowledging the positive aspects of your life despite the challenges. This practice shifts your focus from what is lacking to what is abundant, fostering a sense of peace and resilience. The Stoics also taught the importance of preparing for adversity through a practice called premeditatio malorum, or the premeditation of evils. This involves imagining potential challenges and mentally rehearsing how to respond to them. Seneca recommended this practice to build mental fortitude, saying, "He robs present ills of their power who has perceived their coming beforehand." By anticipating difficulties, we can reduce their impact and respond more effectively. To practice premeditatio malorum, set aside time each week to visualize potential challenges and plan your responses. Consider how you would handle various scenarios, from minor inconveniences to major crises. This mental rehearsal helps to build confidence and readiness, enabling you to navigate tough times with greater resilience. The Stoics also emphasized the power of perspective. Marcus Aurelius often reflected on the transient nature of life, reminding himself that all things pass. He wrote, "Think of yourself as dead. You have lived your life. Now, take what's left and live it properly." This perspective helps to reduce the intensity of negative emotions and fosters a sense of calm and clarity. Incorporate this Stoic insight by practicing mindfulness and meditation. Spend a few minutes each day focusing on your breath and observing your thoughts and emotions without attachment. This practice helps to ground you in the present moment and reduces anxiety about the past or future. Over time, mindfulness can enhance your ability to maintain perspective during tough times. Another practical Stoic strategy is the cultivation of inner strength through self-discipline. The Stoics believed that self-discipline is essential for maintaining control over our minds and actions. Epictetus stated, "No man is free who is not master of himself." By practicing self-discipline, we can build the mental and emotional fortitude needed to face challenges with resilience. To develop self-discipline, set daily intentions to act with virtue and integrity. At the end of each day, reflect on your actions and assess where you succeeded and where you can improve. This practice of continuous self-improvement fosters a deeper understanding of your strengths and weaknesses, helping you to build the resilience needed to navigate tough times. The Stoics taught the importance of community and support during difficult times. Marcus Aurelius emphasized the interconnectedness of all people, writing, "We are all part of a single whole." By seeking support from others and offering help in return, we can strengthen our resilience and find comfort in shared experiences. To practice this principle, build a network of supportive relationships. Reach out to friends, family, or support groups when you face challenges, and offer your assistance to others in need. This mutual support fosters a sense of belonging and resilience, helping you to navigate tough times with greater strength and clarity. Navigating tough times with Stoic resilience involves reframing adversity as an opportunity for growth, focusing on what is within our control, practicing acceptance, preparing for challenges, maintaining perspective, cultivating self-discipline, and seeking community support. By integrating these Stoic strategies into your daily life, you can build the mental and emotional resilience needed to face life's challenges with grace and strength. As you continue to explore Stoic principles, remember that controlling your mind during tough times is a journey of continuous practice and reflection. Lesson 5: The Art of Letting Go. Do you ever struggle with letting go of things you cannot control? One of the most liberating teachings of Stoicism is learning how to release attachment to external outcomes and focus on inner serenity. This lesson explores the Stoic approach to letting go, helping you maintain control of your mind during tough times. How often do you find yourself stressed about things beyond your control? The Stoics taught that many of our anxieties stem from trying to control the uncontrollable. Epictetus, one of the great Stoic philosophers, stated, "There is only one way to happiness, and that is to cease worrying about things which are beyond the power of our will." This powerful lesson encourages us to shift our focus from external circumstances to our internal state of mind. To practice this lesson, start by identifying areas in your life where you feel overwhelmed or stressed. Make a list of these situations and categorize them into two columns: things you can control and things you cannot. For instance, you can control your effort and attitude, but not other people's actions or the outcome of events. This exercise helps you recognize where to direct your energy and where to practice letting go. Epictetus also taught that our thoughts and reactions are within our control, while external events are not. He famously said, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." This principle underscores the importance of focusing on our responses rather than external circumstances. By doing so, we can maintain inner peace even in the face of adversity. To apply this Stoic insight, develop a habit of pausing before reacting to challenging situations. When something upsetting occurs, take a deep breath and give yourself a moment to choose your response. This pause allows you to reflect on your values and decide how to act in alignment with them. Over time, this practice can help you respond to life's difficulties with greater composure and wisdom. The Stoics also believed in the power of reframing to transform our perceptions of adversity. Seneca argued that we should view hardships as opportunities to practice virtues such as patience, courage, and resilience. By changing our perspective on challenges, we can reduce negative emotions and build mental strength. This approach turns obstacles into valuable life lessons. To practice reframing, keep a journal where you document your daily challenges and reflect on how they can help you develop virtues. For example, if you encounter a stressful situation at work, see it as a chance to practice patience and improve your problem-solving skills. Regularly reviewing your journal can reinforce this positive mindset and strengthen your emotional resilience. Incorporate this Stoic insight by practicing mindfulness meditation. Spend a few minutes each day focusing on your breath and observing your thoughts and emotions without attachment. This practice helps you stay grounded in the present moment and reduces anxiety about the past or future. Over time, mindfulness can enhance your ability to maintain perspective and let go of unnecessary worries. The Stoics also emphasized the importance of simplifying our desires. Epictetus taught that true wealth comes from wanting less rather than acquiring more. Wealth consists not in having great possessions, but in having few wants. by reducing our attachment to material possessions and external achievements, we can find greater contentment and peace of mind. To practice this principle, evaluate your desires and consider whether they align with your values and contribute to your well-being. Simplify your life by focusing on what truly matters and letting go of unnecessary wants. This could involve decluttering your physical space, reducing your consumption, or setting more meaningful goals. Simplifying your desires can free you from the constant pursuit of external validation and bring greater inner tranquility. Learning to let go the Stoic way involves recognizing what is within our control, practicing acceptance, focusing on our responses, reframing adversity, appreciating impermanence, simplifying our desires, and cultivating self-mastery. By integrating these practices into your daily life, you can achieve greater control over your mind and navigate tough times with clarity and strength. As you continue to explore Stoic principles, remember that letting go is not about giving up, but about gaining freedom from unnecessary suffering and finding peace within. Lesson 6: Embracing change and uncertainty. How do you react when faced with unexpected changes or uncertainty? The Stoics recognized that change is an inherent part of life and taught us how to navigate it with grace and composure. This lesson explores Stoic strategies for embracing change and uncertainty, helping you maintain control of your mind during tough times. Do you often feel anxious when faced with change or uncertain outcomes? The Stoics believed that the fear of change stems from our attachment to stability and predictability. Marcus Aurelius advised, "Observe always that everything is the result of change, and get used to thinking that there is nothing nature loves so well as to change existing forms and to make new ones like them." This perspective helps us understand that change is natural and can lead to growth and new opportunities. To practice this lesson, start by reflecting on past changes in your life that have led to positive outcomes. Make a list of these changes and note how they contributed to your personal growth and development. This exercise can help you develop a more positive attitude towards change and reduce anxiety about the unknown. The Stoics also taught the importance of adapting to change with flexibility and resilience. Epictetus emphasized that our well-being depends on our ability to adapt our attitudes and behaviors to changing circumstances. He said, "Make the best use of what is in your power, and take the rest as it happens." By focusing on our adaptability, we can navigate change more effectively and maintain our inner peace. Incorporate this Stoic principle by developing a flexible mindset. When faced with a change, ask yourself how you can adapt to it in a way that aligns with your values and goals. For example, if you lose a job, consider it an opportunity to explore new career paths or develop new skills. By viewing change as an opportunity for growth, you can approach it with a sense of curiosity and openness. Another key aspect of embracing change is the practice of letting go of attachments to specific outcomes. The Stoics believed that our attachment to particular outcomes often leads to disappointment and frustration. Seneca advised, "Expecting is the greatest impediment to living. In anticipation of tomorrow, it loses today." By letting go of rigid expectations, we can reduce our suffering and find peace in the present moment. To practice letting go of attachments, focus on setting intentions rather than specific outcomes. Set goals that align with your values, but remain open to different ways of achieving them. This approach allows you to stay committed to your path while being flexible in how you navigate it. For example, instead of fixating on a particular job title, focus on the qualities and values you want to express in your work. The Stoics also emphasize the importance of accepting the impermanence of all things. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "Loss is nothing else but change, and change is nature's delight." This understanding helps us embrace the transient nature of life and reduce our resistance to change. By accepting that nothing lasts forever, we can find peace in the flow of life's changes. Incorporate this Stoic insight by practicing mindfulness and meditation. Spend a few minutes each day focusing on your breath and observing your thoughts and emotions without attachment. This practice helps you stay grounded in the present moment and reduces anxiety about the past or future. Over time, Mindfulness can enhance your ability to accept impermanence and navigate change with greater ease. The Stoics also believed in the power of resilience and inner strength. Seneca taught that our true power lies in our ability to remain steadfast in the face of adversity. He stated, "It is not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." By developing resilience, we can maintain control of our minds and actions, even when circumstances are challenging. To build resilience, practice self-discipline and self-reflection. Set daily intentions to act with virtue and integrity, and reflect on your actions at the end of each day. Assess where you succeeded and where you can improve. This continuous practice of self-improvement fosters a deeper understanding of your strengths and weaknesses, helping you build the resilience needed to face change and uncertainty. Seneca recommended the premeditation malorum practice to build mental fortitude, saying, "He robs present ills of their power who has perceived their coming beforehand." By anticipating difficulties, we can reduce their impact and respond more effectively. To practice premeditatio malorum, set aside time each week to visualize potential challenges and plan your responses. Consider how you would handle various scenarios, from minor inconveniences to major crises. This mental rehearsal helps to build confidence and readiness, enabling you to navigate change and uncertainty with greater resilience. Embracing change and uncertainty. The Stoic way involves reflecting on past positive changes, developing a flexible mindset, letting go of attachments, accepting impermanence, building resilience, practicing premeditatio malorum, and seeking community support. By integrating these practices into your daily life, you can achieve greater control over your mind and navigate tough times with clarity and strength. As you continue to explore Stoic principles, remember that embracing change is not about giving up, but about finding peace and opportunity in the flow of life. Lesson 7: The Power of Purpose and Meaning. How do you find purpose and meaning during tough times? The Stoics believed that a sense of purpose and meaning is crucial for maintaining mental resilience and control, especially during challenging periods. This lesson explores how embracing a higher purpose can help you navigate difficulties with strength and clarity. Do you often feel lost or overwhelmed when facing adversity? The Stoics taught that having a clear sense of purpose can guide us through life's challenges. Marcus Aurelius, a Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, wrote extensively about living a life aligned with purpose. He emphasized that our actions should be directed by a higher goal, stating, "Waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be. Be one." This focus on purposeful action helps us stay grounded and resilient, even in the face of adversity. To practice this lesson, start by identifying your core values and goals. Reflect on what truly matters to you and how you can align your actions with these principles. For instance, if helping others is a core value, consider how you can incorporate acts of kindness and service into your daily life. This alignment with your values can provide a sense of direction and purpose, helping you navigate tough times with greater clarity. The Stoics also emphasize the importance of finding meaning in our experiences, even in hardship. Seneca, a prominent Stoic philosopher, argued that every challenge presents an opportunity to grow and develop virtues such as patience, courage, and resilience. He wrote, "Difficulties strengthen the mind, as labor does the body." By finding meaning in our struggles, we can transform our perception of adversity and use it as a catalyst for personal growth. To find meaning in difficult times, practice reframing your challenges. When you encounter a tough situation, ask yourself what you can learn from it and how it can help you grow. For example, if you are dealing with a loss, consider how the experience can deepen your empathy and understanding of others. This practice of finding meaning can shift your focus from suffering to growth, enhancing your resilience. Another key aspect of purpose and meaning is understanding our role within a larger context. The Stoics believe that we are all part of a greater whole, and that our actions contribute to the well-being of the community. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "What brings no benefit to the hive brings none to the bee." This perspective encourages us to see our challenges as part of a broader purpose, motivating us to persevere for the greater good. To integrate this Stoic principle, Consider how your actions impact those around you. Reflect on how overcoming your challenges can benefit your family, friends, or community. By connecting your personal struggles to a larger purpose, you can find the motivation to keep going, even when times are tough. The Stoics also taught that living with purpose involves accepting our fate and embracing the present moment. Seneca advised, "Do not seek to have events happen as you want them to, but instead want them to happen as they do happen, and your life will go well." This acceptance of reality, coupled with a commitment to purposeful action, helps us maintain control over our minds and emotions. To practice acceptance, develop a habit of mindfulness. Spend a few minutes each day focusing on your breath and observing your thoughts without judgment. This practice helps you stay grounded in the present moment and reduces anxiety about the future. By accepting what is and focusing on purposeful action, you can navigate tough times with greater peace and resilience. The Stoics also emphasize the importance of self-discipline in pursuing our purpose. Epictetus stated, "No man is free who is not master of himself." This principle underscores the importance of self-discipline in maintaining control over our minds and actions, especially during challenging periods. By practicing self-discipline, we can stay committed to our purpose and navigate difficulties with determination. To develop self-discipline, set daily intentions to act in alignment with your purpose. At the end of each day, reflect on your actions and assess where you succeeded and where you can improve. This practice of continuous self-improvement fosters a deeper understanding of your strengths and weaknesses, helping you stay focused on your goals. Another practical Stoic strategy is to engage in regular self-reflection. Marcus Aurelius often wrote about the importance of introspection in understanding our motivations and improving ourselves. He advised, "The soul becomes dyed with the color of its thoughts." By regularly reflecting on our thoughts and actions, we can ensure they align with our purpose and values. To practice self-reflection, keep a journal where you document your daily experiences and insights. Reflect on how your actions align with your purpose and identify areas for growth. This habit of introspection can help you stay connected to your goals and maintain mental clarity during tough times. The power of purpose and meaning. The Stoic way involves identifying your core values, finding meaning in adversity, understanding your role within a larger context, accepting reality, practicing self-discipline, engaging in self-reflection, and seeking community support. By integrating these practices into your daily life, you can achieve greater control over your mind and navigate tough times with clarity and strength. As you continue to explore Stoic principles, remember that living with purpose is not just about enduring challenges, but about finding meaning and motivation in every aspect of your life. Lesson 8: The role of virtue in facing adversity. How can embracing virtue help you navigate life's toughest challenges? The Stoics believe that living a life of virtue is essential for maintaining mental resilience and control, especially during difficult times. This lesson explores how embodying Stoic virtues such as wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance can help you face adversity with strength and clarity. Do you ever feel uncertain about the right course of action when faced with a challenge? The Stoics taught that virtue is the highest good, and that by living virtuously, we can find guidance and strength in any situation. Marcus Aurelius, a Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, wrote, "If it is not right, do not do it. If it is not true, do not say it." This commitment to virtue provides a clear moral compass, helping us navigate even the most difficult circumstances with integrity. To practice this lesson, start by familiarizing yourself with the four cardinal Stoic virtues: wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance. Reflect on how these virtues can be applied to your daily life and challenges. For instance, wisdom involves making thoughtful and informed decisions, while courage entails facing fears and taking bold actions. By consciously embodying these virtues, you can strengthen your character and enhance your resilience. The Stoics also emphasize the importance of wisdom in maintaining mental clarity and control. Wisdom involves discerning what is within our control and what is not, and acting accordingly. Epictetus taught, "We cannot choose our external circumstances, but we can always choose how we respond to them." This understanding helps us focus on what we can influence and let go of what we cannot, reducing unnecessary stress and anxiety. To cultivate wisdom, practice mindfulness and self-awareness. When faced with a challenge, take a moment to assess the situation and determine what aspects are within your control. Focus your efforts on those areas and let go of concerns about the uncontrollable. This practice can help you make more rational and effective decisions, even in the face of adversity. Courage is another essential virtue for navigating tough times. The Stoics believed that courage involves not only physical bravery, but also moral strength, the ability to stand by your principles and take action despite fear. Seneca, a prominent Stoic philosopher, wrote, "Sometimes even to live is an act of courage." This perspective reminds us that courage is about perseverance and resilience in the face of life's challenges. To develop courage, start by identifying your fears and insecurities. Reflect on how these fears hold you back and consider steps you can take to confront them. For example, if you fear public speaking, practice speaking in front of small groups to build confidence. By gradually facing your fears, you can strengthen your courage and resilience. Justice, another cardinal virtue, involves treating others fairly and with respect. Marcus Aurelius emphasized the interconnectedness of all people and the importance of acting justly. This principle encourages us to consider the impact of our actions on others and to strive for fairness and compassion, even during tough times. To practice justice, reflect on your interactions with others and consider how you can act more fairly and compassionately. This might involve listening more attentively, being more empathetic, or advocating for those who are marginalized. By fostering a sense of justice, you can build stronger relationships and create a more supportive community, which can be a valuable source of resilience during difficult periods. Temperance, the fourth cardinal virtue, involves self-control and moderation. The Stoics believed that temperance is essential for maintaining balance and avoiding excess. Epictetus advised, "Curb your desire, don't set your heart on so many things, and you will get what you need." This virtue helps us regulate our desires and actions, preventing us from being overwhelmed by our emotions or impulses. To cultivate temperance, practice mindful moderation in your daily life. Set limits on activities that can lead to excess, such as spending, eating, or working. Develop healthy habits that promote balance and well-being, such as regular exercise, proper nutrition, and adequate rest. By practicing temperance, you can maintain control over your actions and emotions even during challenging times. The Stoics also taught that living virtuously involves continuous self-improvement and self-reflection. Marcus Aurelius often wrote about the importance of introspection in understanding our motivations and improving ourselves. He advised, "The soul becomes dyed with the color of its thoughts." By regularly reflecting on our thoughts and actions, we can ensure they align with our virtues and values. To practice self-reflection, keep a journal where you document your daily experiences and insights. Reflect on how your actions align with the four cardinal virtues and identify areas for growth. This habit of introspection can help you stay connected to your values and maintain mental clarity during tough times. Embracing virtue the Stoic way involves embodying the four cardinal virtues: wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance, engaging in continuous self-improvement and self-reflection, and seeking community support. By integrating these practices into your daily life, you can achieve greater control over your mind and navigate tough times with strength and clarity. As you continue to explore Stoic principles, remember that living virtuously is not just about enduring challenges, but about finding strength, purpose, and integrity in every aspect of your life. Lesson 9, the practice of voluntary discomfort. Have you ever wondered how experiencing discomfort intentionally can strengthen your mind? The Stoics believe that voluntarily facing discomfort helps build mental resilience and prepares us for inevitable hardships. This lesson explores the Stoic practice of voluntary discomfort and how it can help you maintain control of your mind during tough times. Do you shy away from discomfort, seeking only what is easy and pleasurable? The Stoics taught that by willingly experiencing discomfort, we can become more resilient and less disturbed by life's inevitable difficulties. Seneca, a prominent Stoic philosopher, practiced voluntary discomfort to strengthen his mind and body. He advised, "Set aside a certain number of days during which you shall be content with the scantiest and cheapest fare, with coarse and rough dress, saying to yourself the while, 'Is this the condition that I feared?' This practice helps us realize that discomfort is not as dreadful as we often imagine. To practice voluntary discomfort, start by incorporating small, manageable challenges into your daily routine. For example, you could take cold showers or fast for a day. These experiences teach you to endure discomfort and remind you that you can handle more than you think. By facing these minor adversities, you build the mental toughness needed to confront larger challenges with greater ease." The Stoics also believed that voluntary discomfort helps us appreciate what we have and reduce our dependency on external comforts. Seneca said, "Wealth consists not in having great possessions, but in having few wants." By practicing voluntary discomfort, we can cultivate gratitude and contentment with less. This mindset shift helps us focus on what truly matters and reduces the stress and anxiety associated with constant striving for more. To cultivate gratitude through voluntary discomfort, periodically simplify your life. Spend a weekend without modern conveniences like technology, social media, or eat specific or simple meals for a few days. These practices can help you appreciate the luxuries you often take for granted and foster a deeper sense of gratitude and contentment. Reflect on these experiences in a journal, noting how they make you feel and what you learn from them. Another key aspect of voluntary discomfort is that it helps us confront our fears. The Stoics believed that facing what we fear diminishes its power over us. Seneca stated, "He who suffers before it is necessary, suffers more than is necessary." By voluntarily putting ourselves in uncomfortable situations, we can reduce our fear of discomfort and build confidence in our ability to handle adversity. To confront your fears, identify situations that make you uncomfortable and gradually expose yourself to them. For instance, if you fear public speaking, start by speaking in front of small groups and gradually work your way up to larger audiences. By taking small, manageable steps, you can build your confidence and resilience over time. Celebrate your progress and reflect on the lessons you learn along the way. The Stoics also emphasized the importance of mental preparation for adversity. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "The art of living is more like wrestling than dancing. It stands ready for what comes and is not thrown by the unforeseen." By practicing voluntary discomfort, we prepare our minds for the unexpected challenges that life inevitably brings. This mental readiness allows us to respond more effectively and with greater composure. To mentally prepare for adversity, engage in visualization exercises. Imagine potential challenges you might face and visualize yourself responding to them with calm and resilience. This mental rehearsal helps build your confidence and readiness for real-life situations. Combine this practice with physical acts of voluntary discomfort to create a comprehensive approach to building resilience. The Stoics also believe that voluntary discomfort fosters a sense of humility and self-discipline. By choosing to endure discomfort, we remind ourselves that we are not above hardship and that we have the strength to face it. Epictetus taught, "No man is free who is not master of himself." This principle underscores the importance of self-discipline in maintaining control over our minds and actions, especially during challenging times. To develop self-discipline, set regular challenges for yourself that involve voluntary discomfort. This could include waking up early, exercising regularly, or taking on difficult tasks at work. By consistently pushing yourself out of your comfort zone, you build the mental and physical resilience needed to navigate tough times. Reflect on your experiences and assess how they contribute to your growth and self-mastery. The practice of voluntary discomfort. The Stoic way involves intentionally facing discomfort to build resilience, cultivating gratitude, confronting fears, mentally preparing for adversity, developing self-discipline, practicing negative visualization, and seeking community support. By integrating these practices into your daily life, you can achieve greater control over your mind and navigate tough times with strength and clarity. As you continue to explore Stoic principles, Remember that voluntarily embracing discomfort is not about suffering, but about building the resilience and mental fortitude needed to thrive in the face of adversity. Lesson 10, the practice of self-reflection. How often do you take the time to reflect on your thoughts, actions, and emotions? The Stoics believe that regular self-reflection is crucial for maintaining control of the mind, especially during tough times. This lesson explores the importance of self-reflection and how it can help you navigate life's challenges with greater clarity and resilience. Do you find yourself reacting impulsively to difficult situations? The Stoics taught that by reflecting on our experiences, we can better understand our responses and make more thoughtful decisions. Marcus Aurelius emphasized the value of introspection. This practice helps us recognize patterns in our thinking and behavior, allowing us to make conscious changes that enhance our mental resilience. To practice this lesson, start by setting aside time each day for self-reflection. Find a quiet space where you can sit undisturbed for a few minutes. Reflect on the events of the day, your reactions, and the thoughts that influenced your behavior. Ask yourself questions such as, "What did I do well today? Where could I have responded better? What can I learn from my experiences?" This daily practice helps you gain insight into your actions and promotes continuous personal growth. The Stoics also believed in the importance of understanding our emotions. Seneca, a prominent Stoic philosopher, argued that by examining our emotions, we can learn to manage them more effectively. He wrote, "We are more often frightened than hurt, and we suffer more from imagination than from reality." By reflecting on our emotional responses, we can identify irrational fears and distorted thoughts, allowing us to address them constructively. To understand your emotions, keep an emotion journal. Whenever you experience a strong emotion, write down what happened, how you felt, and what thoughts triggered your feelings. Over time, you will begin to notice patterns and triggers. This awareness helps you manage your emotions more effectively, reducing their impact on your well-being. Another key aspect of self-reflection is evaluating our goals and values. The Stoics taught that living in accordance with our values is essential for a fulfilling life. Epictetus advised, "First say to yourself what you would be, and then do what you have to do." By regularly reflecting on our goals and values, we can ensure that our actions align with our true aspirations, even during tough times. To align your actions with your values, periodically review your goals and assess whether they reflect your core principles. Make adjustments as needed to stay true to yourself. For example, if you value health but find yourself neglecting exercise, set specific, achievable goals to incorporate physical activity into your routine. This alignment fosters a sense of purpose and direction, enhancing your resilience. The Stoics also emphasize the importance of contemplating mortality. Marcus Aurelius often reflected on the transient nature of life, writing, "You could leave life right now. Let that determine what you do and say and think." This awareness helps us prioritize what truly matters and encourages us to make the most of each moment. To practice this Stoic insight, engage in the meditation on mortality, or memento mori. Reflect on the impermanence of life and how it shapes your priorities. Consider what you would want to be remembered for and how you can live in a way that aligns with those values. This contemplation can provide clarity and motivation, helping you navigate tough times with a deeper sense of purpose. Another practical Stoic strategy is the evening review, a technique recommended by Seneca. He advised, "Each night before going to sleep, we must ask ourselves, what weakness did I overcome today? What virtue did I acquire?" This practice encourages regular self-assessment and fosters continuous improvement. To implement the evening review, spend a few minutes each night reflecting on your day. Consider your successes, challenges, and areas for growth. Acknowledge your achievements and identify specific actions you can take to improve. This regular practice helps you stay focused on your goals and strengthens your resilience over time. The Stoics also believed in the power of gratitude as part of self-reflection. Seneca wrote, "Nothing is more honorable than a grateful heart." By reflecting on what we are grateful for, we can shift our focus from what is lacking to what is abundant in our lives, fostering a positive outlook. To cultivate gratitude, included in your daily self-reflection practice. Each day, write down three things you are grateful for, no matter how small. This practice helps you develop a habit of looking for the positive aspects of your life, even during challenging times. Reflecting on these moments of gratitude can provide perspective and remind you of the good that persists, despite difficulties. The practice of self-reflection the Stoic way involves setting aside time for daily introspection, understanding your emotions, evaluating your goals and values, contemplating mortality, engaging in the evening review, cultivating gratitude, and seeking community support. By integrating these practices into your daily life, you can achieve greater control over your mind and navigate tough times with strength and clarity. As you continue to explore Stoic principles, remember that self-reflection is not just about looking back, but about learning, growing, and preparing for the future with a resilient and empowered mindset. Lesson 11, the role of acceptance and equanimity. How can embracing acceptance and equanimity help you maintain control of your mind during tough times? The Stoics believed that accepting what we cannot change and cultivating a state of inner calm are crucial for navigating life's challenges. This final lesson explores Stoic strategies for achieving acceptance and equanimity, helping you face adversity with strength and grace. Do you often find yourself struggling against circumstances you cannot control? The Stoics taught that much of our suffering comes from resisting reality. By accepting the things we cannot change, we free ourselves from unnecessary stress and emotional turmoil. To practice acceptance, start by identifying aspects of your life that you struggle to accept. Make a list of these situations and reflect on why they cause you distress. Next, practice reframing your perspective by acknowledging that these circumstances are beyond your control. For example, if you are upset about a canceled event, remind yourself that your response is within your control, not the event itself. This shift in focus helps reduce frustration and fosters a sense of peace. The Stoics also believed that equanimity, or maintaining a balanced and composed state of mind, is essential for navigating tough times. By cultivating equanimity, we can remain calm and clear-headed, even in the face of adversity. To cultivate equanimity, practice mindfulness meditation. Spend a few minutes each day focusing on your breath and observing your thoughts and emotions without attachment. This practice helps you develop the ability to witness your experiences without being overwhelmed by them. Over time, mindfulness can enhance your emotional stability and help you maintain equanimity during difficult situations. Another key aspect of acceptance and equanimity is understanding the impermanence of all things. The Stoics taught that everything in life is temporary, including our hardships. By accepting the transient nature of life, we can approach challenges with a more balanced perspective. To embrace impermanence, practice the Stoic exercise of negative visualization. Spend time imagining worst-case scenarios and consider how you would cope with them. This practice helps you prepare mentally for potential difficulties and reinforces the understanding that all things, both good and bad, are temporary. By regularly contemplating impermanence, you can reduce your fear of change and build resilience. The Stoics also emphasize the importance of focusing on what we can control and letting go of what we cannot. This principle encourages us to direct our energy towards actions and decisions that are within our influence, rather than wasting it on futile attempts to control external events. To apply this principle, develop the habit of distinguishing between what is within your control and what is not. When faced with a challenge, ask yourself which aspects you can influence and focus your efforts there. For example, if you are dealing with a health issue, you can control your lifestyle choices and adherence to medical advice, but not the ultimate outcome. By focusing on what you can control, you can take proactive steps to improve your situation and reduce feelings of helplessness. Another practical Stoic strategy is practicing gratitude for the present moment. Seneca wrote, "True happiness is to enjoy the present without anxious dependence upon the future." By focusing on the present and appreciating what we have, we can cultivate a sense of contentment and reduce anxiety about the future. To cultivate gratitude, incorporate it into your daily routine. Each day, take a few moments to reflect on what you are grateful for even in the midst of challenges. Write these reflections in a journal to reinforce this positive mindset. Practicing gratitude helps you stay grounded in the present and fosters a more balanced and peaceful outlook. The Stoics also taught the importance of self-discipline in maintaining acceptance and equanimity. Epictetus stated, "No man is free who is not master of himself." By practicing self-discipline, we can develop the mental and emotional fortitude needed to remain composed and focused during tough times. To develop self-discipline, set specific, achievable goals that align with your values and commit to them. For instance, establish a routine for exercise, meditation, or learning new skills. Consistently practicing self-discipline strengthens your ability to manage your thoughts and actions, enhancing your resilience in the face of adversity. Do you often find yourself reacting emotionally to external circumstances? The Stoics taught that our inner tranquility should not be dependent on external events. Marcus Aurelius emphasized, "The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts." By cultivating equanimity, we can train our minds to remain calm and composed, regardless of external turmoil. To enhance your practice of equanimity, incorporate the technique of cognitive distancing. This involves stepping back from your immediate emotional reactions and observing them from a detached perspective. When faced with a stressful situation, take a moment to breathe deeply and imagine that you are watching the event unfold as an impartial observer. This mental distancing helps you gain clarity and respond with greater wisdom rather than reacting impulsively. The Stoics also believed in the importance of accepting the unpredictability of life. Epictetus taught, "Circumstances don't make the man, they only reveal him to himself." By accepting that life is inherently unpredictable and that we cannot control every outcome, we can reduce our anxiety and build a more resilient mindset. To practice accepting unpredictability, engage in regular exercises of flexibility. Challenge yourself to step out of your comfort zone by trying new activities or adopting new routines. For instance, if you are accustomed to a rigid schedule, experiment with a more flexible approach, allowing yourself to adapt to unexpected changes. This practice helps you become more comfortable with uncertainty and enhances your ability to remain composed during unforeseen events. Another essential aspect of acceptance and equanimity is letting go of attachment to specific outcomes. The Stoics believed that our attachment to desired results often leads to disappointment and frustration. Seneca advised, "It is not the man who has too little, but the man who craves more, that is poor." By releasing our attachment to particular outcomes, we can find contentment and peace in the present moment. To let go of attachments, practice setting intentions rather than goals. While goals are specific and outcome-focused, intentions are broader and more process-oriented. For example, instead of setting a goal to achieve a certain position at work, set an intention to perform your best and continue growing professionally. This shift in focus allows you to remain committed to your efforts while being open to various outcomes. The Stoics also emphasized the importance of aligning our actions with our values. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "Waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be. Be one." By living in accordance with our values, we can create a strong foundation for acceptance and equanimity. To align your actions with your values, identify your core principles and reflect on how they guide your daily decisions. Create a personal mission statement that encapsulates your values and refer to it regularly. This practice ensures that your actions are consistent with your beliefs, providing a sense of purpose and stability during challenging times. In addition to self-reflection, the Stoics valued the practice of self-forgiveness. Recognizing our imperfections and accepting our mistakes is crucial for maintaining mental balance. Marcus Aurelius advised, "When you arise in the morning, think of what a precious privilege it is to be alive, to breathe, to think, to enjoy, to love." This perspective encourages us to be kind to ourselves and to see each day as an opportunity for growth. To practice self-forgiveness, adopt a compassionate mindset towards yourself. When you make a mistake, acknowledge it without harsh judgment. Reflect on what you can learn from the experience and how you can improve. By treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend, you can cultivate a more balanced and accepting attitude towards your own flaws and challenges. The Stoics believed in the power of positive visualization to cultivate acceptance and equanimity. Marcus Aurelius suggested, "The soul becomes dyed with the color of its thoughts." By visualizing positive outcomes and imagining ourselves navigating challenges with grace, we can reinforce a resilient and optimistic mindset. To practice positive visualization, spend a few minutes each day visualizing yourself successfully managing a current challenge. Imagine the specific steps you take, the emotions you feel, and the sense of accomplishment you experience. This mental rehearsal can boost your confidence and prepare you to handle real-life difficulties with greater composure. The role of acceptance and equanimity in Stoic philosophy involves cognitive distancing, accepting unpredictability, letting go of attachments, aligning actions with values, practicing self-forgiveness, and engaging in positive visualization. By integrating these strategies into your daily life, you can achieve greater control over your mind and navigate tough times with strength and grace. As you continue to explore and apply Stoic principles, remember that acceptance and equanimity are active practices that require ongoing effort and reflection. Embrace these practices, and you will cultivate a resilient and peaceful mind, capable of thriving even in the face of adversity. Keep practicing these Stoic principles, and you'll find that inner peace and mental clarity are always within your grasp. Stay strong, stay wise,